I used to be overweight. I ate too much unhealthy food and didn't exercise enough. I wasn't grossly overweight, but the spare tire above my belt was slowly inflating. I hadn't seen Dave for about a year. When we met for coffee, I couldn't believe, really, how much weight he had lost. He looked healthy. I asked him what had happened. Dave shared how he had started tracking his eating and exercising with a program called MyFitnessPal. I was intrigued and decided to try it. With the program, you set a weight loss or weight maintaining goal. You then enter the food you eat and the exercise you get. The program tracks your number of calories or other things you want to measure. My initial goal was to lose 1 pound per week. I still remember the first time I entered that I had eaten a piece of chocolate cake. To my utter amazement, I learned that I had just eaten 1/4 of my calories for the entire day. I carefully entered the information for a month until I intuitively knew what I needed to do to stay on track with my eating and fitness goals. Within 6 months, I was at a good weight. More importantly, I had established healthier eating and exercise patterns that I have maintained, for the most part, for the past few years. I still hop on the weight scale each night to make sure that I am on track and make adjustments as necessary. The Mayo Clinic staff outlined 7 benefits of regular physical activity. Many of these won't be a surprise to us. The first one is exercise controls weight. 2, exercise combats health conditions and diseases. 3, exercise improves mood. 4, it can boost energy. 5, it promotes better sleep. 6, exercise can put the spark back in your sex life. And 7, exercise can be fun and social. A balanced diet can contribute to some of the same benefits, particularly related to our overall physical and emotional health. Since getting more serious about my health, I read an amazing book by Gary Thomas, Every Body Matters, Strengthening Your Body to Strengthen Your Soul. Thomas talks about how physical health connects with spiritual health. Based on my understanding of Scripture and what I gleaned from Thomas's book, I would suggest 3 ways that physical health connects with spiritual health. The first one is that all of life is a spiritual discipline. We sometimes relegate spiritual discipline to a list of spiritual disciplines, such as prayer and studying the Bible. What I'm learning is that all of life is a spiritual discipline. Honoring God with our bodies is an act of worship. The second way that physical health connects with spiritual health is that a healthy body allows us to do more for God. A healthy lifestyle does not guarantee long-term physical health, but it can certainly help. Obviously, some handicaps and diseases occur regardless of lifestyle choices. However, as stewards of our physical bodies, we need to do our part to keep our bodies in the best shape possible within our current limitations. The third way is that physical health contributes to emotional health and energy levels. I have access to a fitness center about a 2-minute walk from my office. Whenever possible, I go for a workout over my lunch break. I find that it recharges me emotionally and energizes me physically. My afternoons are often much more productive and enjoyable as a result, which I believe helps me to serve God more effectively. As we take good care of our bodies as an act of worship to God, we'll be in a better physical state to attend to and live out God's call.